Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and God bless you, my Stars of Heaven Network listeners, and what a blessing it is to be here with you on this beautiful All Sons and Daughters Day on Lisa Marie's Rye, Bubbly, and Brunch, and I tell you, I would not miss this time for the world. I tell you, I'm coming on a little bit later than I wanted, but I had to come on to announce the montage for October's offering, and I just finished it, and I just launched it. It is trending live right now, right now on brideofchrist.org. So I hope you have a chance to go in and view it and check it out. And I just wanted to stop by and just give this trailer for October's offering. It being the first day, hallelujah, the first day, the Lord, our first fruits, yes. And this is my offering to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. This is my offering to the world, those who would have a hunger and a thirst to come to know a Savior, the Savior. And I'm excited that you have stopped by Blog Talk Radio here on Stars of Heaven Network and on my Facebook and my Twitter feed. And I tell you, I only have the time set for 15 minutes, so I have to hurry up and speak fast. So I just wanted to make sure that I had a chance to come on and just share with you all of the wonderful things the Lord opened up to me and him giving me this offering. And I tell you, I'm so excited about it. And if you are near your computer or have your mobile device, please just log on with me right now and go to brideofchrist.org. And you'll see the welcoming address for Brides of Christ Women's Ministries offering for this month. And I entitled it The Fall Harvest because this is the season that we're in now. We're in the fall harvest. I hope that you are have your nets, your baskets, all that good stuff to hold the blessings. Amen. And I pray that your feast will be honorable to the Lord. And in the Lord, give me this this month. He wanted me to entitle it Ephraim's Offering because, as I shared with you on yesterday's broadcast, on the Heavenly Host broadcast, that this is the month that we the blessing was passed to Ephraim, the second born of Abraham. And the name of the second child of Joseph, amen, his name is called Ephraim, and he was named after the command and of the Lord that was given to Adam, and that's to be what? Fruitful and to multiply. So I'm really excited about this offering because that is the charge that we still have today, to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And I hope you are replenished of the earth today. I hope you are multiplying, amen, reproducing, amen, as we've been commanded to do. And that goes back to the genesis of our creation, amen, of our Heavenly Father, who is the creator of heaven and earth, Jehovah Rapha, Yahweh. Glory be to God, and he's so many names that he has, but he is the creator, hallelujah, and I'm so excited to just be here to announce this offering, which I'm really excited about. Now, he wanted me to entitle and name this offering Rituals, Customs, and Feasts. Wow. Rituals, customs, and feasts, because this is a very high holy time that we're in, and this is the season that we're now entering to where we're going to be celebrating different feasts and holidays. And for this offering, I really, 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 he really gave me some things that he wanted me to minister on that will speak to the things that please him and blesses him. And one of the things that I didn't put on my website was something he gave me before I came on air earlier this morning about it not being any holes in your feast.
Amen. The Lord wants our feast to be full. He wants our offerings to be when we bring our offerings to Him. He wants it to be pure. He wants it to be without spot, without blemish. Amen. And I tell you, that's the thing that He said He would do for us. Amen. That He would present us before the Father without spot or wrinkles. Amen. And so I'm dedicating this offering to you. Those of you who are in the service of the Lord, amen. Those who give their alms to the Lord, amen. Whatever you do in His name, amen. I pray and decree, hallelujah, that it will be blessed, amen. And one of the things the Lord wants in us giving us our offerings and our service is that they be honorable before Him, amen. That they be honorable and without blemish, amen. And of course, we can't be that in the flesh, amen, because all flesh is grass. But we can be perfect in the spirit, amen. And He even commands, "Be perfect, for I am perfect." So I'm releasing that to you as I begin to minister this offering in the coming days. That whatever it is the Lord has put your hands to, I pray that your stewardship, that which He's committed your hand to, that which He has given you to sow for us, your talents and your gifts, that they will be governed by the Holy Spirit, amen, and that His anointing, His presence, His glory, hallelujah, His instruction, amen, will govern all that you do, amen. And of course, I hope you do it in love, amen. Because whatever we do in word and deed, we should do it in love, amen. And I'm excited about inference offering because, and I don't want to get too much away. That's why I said it for 15 minutes. I wouldn't, you know, say anything I shouldn't say before time. But rituals, customs, and feasts will also speak to learning how and knowing how to identify those things which are truly holy, amen, because, again, I observe the Lord's feast days and holy days by the Spirit. I'm not bound to them because they are all filled in Christ Jesus, amen, but I observe those things according to the Levitical calendar. And I tell you, since I've observed His holy feast and in my personal life, choose to, by His grace, acknowledge those things. I tell you, my life has been so full, and I tell you, I stay in His grace, amen. And that is by way of me, by repentance and confession, and my lifestyle, living holy, amen. And I tell you, I'm so excited that He gave me this because it speaks to Nisan, this being the first month of. This is Tisri, this is actually the second month, but I wanted to include this in this offering because I really do believe that even though our feast days and whatever things that we celebrate and observe that was fulfilled in Christ, that we can actually include them in whatever we're doing, amen. Yom Kippur can be anytime I need it to be, amen, according to how I need and what I need to be manifested. So that has been fulfilled in Christ, in His death, burial, and resurrection. And as I often share with you, my audience, that either we are dying to something, either we are bearing something, or something is coming alive, amen. And so, again, those speaks to the cycles of life, amen. And again, nothing lives of itself and nothing dies of itself, amen. So I wanted to include Esther because this is a time where I'm really seeing my prophetic destiny really speak, amen, and be declared, and I'm declaring it. And I wanted to just share this portion of the offering with you because it was something that the Lord gave me that He wanted me to speak, and I wanted to share with you so you can begin to follow it as well. And that comes from Esther, the ninth chapter, and it's the part of the scripture where it says that the command of Esther establish these customs from Purim. And it was written in the book of the Royal Archives. Hallelujah. Now, I haven't got into rituals yet, but I wanted to speak on quickly about customs, because anything that you do and I do is pioneers, hallelujah, of our faith. Amen. It's creators of our faith. What we decree will come to pass, because God said, if you decree a thing, he'll bring it to pass. And Esther is a fine example, a holy biblical example of how she came into her prophetic identity, and how God worked mysteriously behind the scenes and worked with her and through her to help save her people. And being a woman, and this my ministry being a women's ministry, I'm really, really, really speaking to my sisters, and I'm speaking to those who are the virgins and those who are really seeking the Lord about their next dispensation of grace. Amen. And even now. So I just really wanted you to know that this is a time for us to really celebrate those things that we hold dear. Amen. David said, he knows my uprising, he knows my downsitting. Amen. And so whatever it is we do unto the Lord, it should definitely be in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. But I don't want the time to run out, so I'm going to save a lot of this for later, but I just wanted to make sure I got that part out to you. I'm going to be sharing with you some decrees. You can declare from the Word of God, or you can get into the Word of God and declare some decrees that you need to decree that will be established not only in the heavens and the earth realm. And I hope that you'll join me this week for the debut broadcast of Emperor's Offering, Rituals, Customs, and Feast. And I pray that you will enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and be blessed in your evening. And I pray that your work week will be awesome and will be off to a roaring start. I love you. Peace, blessings, and much love. Again, you can always check out my broadcast on demand here on Start to Heaven Network. And I'm excited to share more with you regarding rituals, customs, and feasts here on the Start to Heaven Network. Peace, blessings, and much love, and I will speak with you soon. Take care.